Patient name, Rachel D. Francis, D-E, capital F-R-A-N-C-I-S. New patient evaluation. Chief complaint, OCD, depression, and anxiety. History of present illness. The patient recently herniated 12 discs, adding to her depression. She was diagnosed with OCD at age 10 to 12. She's been depressed on and off through the years since college. Her depression is worse in the winter. She was seen previously in this office by Christina Stern, NP. She had to stop due to insurance reasons. She then saw someone at Stony Brook Outpatient Psychiatry Department briefly. She has been on Prozac. She developed violent thoughts on it. She had images of herself burning. She did okay on low doses of Trintellix. She got facial twitches from Zoloft. She did well on Wellbutrin but got angry at high doses. She's never been manic or hypomanic. She sleeps well. She is on cyclobenzaprine 5 mg PO at HS for muscle spasms at night due to her back problem. Her sleep is generally good unless she has work-related stressors or personal life issues, which are stressful. Her OCD is frustrating to her and is contributing to anxiety and depression. Her obsessional thoughts change. Mostly she replays circumstances in her head. She will think she did or said something wrong and will obsess on it. An instance of this is when she hurt her back, she continuously blames herself for doing so. She will engage in obsessive reassurance seeking, repeating herself, which is interfering with her relationship with her husband. She makes lists and has to check the list that she put something on it over and over. She has to rearrange things on her desk, even a minuscule amount, because they don't feel right. She stated when she was young, she used to have to tap her knuckles, but she no longer does this. She feels that the OCD slows her down at work. She feels a need to reread things. She works as an attorney, period. If she writes a motion, she feels a need to read it over and over for content, grammar, or doesn't feel right. She will feel this anxiety in her body. No magical thinking. No abuse by history. She was part of a circle of employees who experienced workplace violence. She had something thrown at her by a boss. She has had panic attacks in the past, but none recently. She stated she had a psychologist who taught her breathing exercises, which helped her tremendously. She currently has a loss of interest in her usual activities. She doesn't enjoy much. She has a loss of motivation. She's more fatigued than usual. She feels sad much of the time. The only thing she really enjoys is being with her dog and food. No suicidal thinking, no violent thoughts or images. She's never been psychotic. She's never been manic or hypomanic. No prior psychiatric hospitalizations. No non-suicidal self-injurious behavior. Family history. Mother may have had OCD when younger. Mother has generalized anxiety disorder and has had major depressive disorder. She feels that her father has suffered depression. Maternal grandmother has generalized anxiety disorder and depression. Her sister has generalized anxiety disorder and bipolar disorder. Substance use, none. Patient doesn't drink, use drugs, or nicotine. Medical, she's allergic to latex and prednisone. Shedding dogs and cats. She has asthma, PCOS. And herniated discs along most of her spine. She is on Xolair, X-O-L-A-I-R, injection for her allergies. She's also on Zepbound. Surgical, she has a history of extraction of 4 wisdom teeth and a hymenectomy. Social, married 6 years. She's an attorney that works long hours. She has a sister, 30 years old. She's close with her family of origin. Developmental history is unremarkable, though her OCD was felt to be present in preschool years.